Welcome to the Advent Reflections Podcast. This week, we focus on the theme of joy. Within the midst of your busy day, create some space to center your mind and connect with God during these next few moments. Today, we enter the Christmas story through the reading of the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2 and 3. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you, as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder.
The winter solstice will arrive next week with the longest period of darkness of any day of the year. And sometimes, life can mirror this darkness as we reflect on painful parts of the year, or when we're lonely and have trouble capturing the cheeriness of the season. But Christmas brings light to people in darkness. Isaiah announces that even though we may be living in a land of deep darkness, a new light has dawned. We light candles and we hang lights at Christmas to proclaim that this new light is Jesus Christ. Isaiah helps us understand that after some long and cold nights, God renews his promise, for it is as sure as the dawn. And even if Isaiah's ancient images of an expanding nation or a joyful harvest or a victorious army don't best characterize your life right now, it's still true today. There is no darkness too deep in your life to snuff out the light of Christ. So receive this light. The battle may be tough, but victory is coming. The harvest may seem a long way off, but God will bear good fruit for those who put their trust in him. So let us rejoice and be glad even on these dark days of winter, for the light of Christ has dawned. And it will not be overcome. We're invited now to take these next quiet moments to remember. Before God, acknowledge the darkness you're experiencing right now. Then invite the light of Christ to push out the darkness of the past and renew your joy for today and hope for the future. We invite your light to push out the darkness of the past. Come, Lord Jesus, renew our joy for today and our hope for the future. Amen.
Thank you for joining today's Advent Reflection. If you'd like to continue with a moment of worship, listen to the song by Sufjan Stevens, "What Child Is This Anyway?" by clicking on the link in today's show notes. Until next time, may you celebrate with newfound delight as you claim the joy of the Lord this Christmas season.